This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
All right, Matt, happy Friday.
It's a wonderful Friday.
I know it's
Michelle.
A wonderful Friday for you.
In Matt land, there are few better Fridays than this because all next week, I'm out of here.
I'm so jealous. Good for you.
Little vacay, although I'm not going anywhere. I'll still be here in town.
That's even better.
Know, it kind of is. Play some golf, have some lunch, sleep in a little bit, spend time with the fam. I love it. In the meantime, though, Pretty good day for LSU football. Disappointing day for LSU baseball. Let's go with the good news first. Dante Starks, Ed Ogeron, continues this recruiting role. So Dante Starks, he's from John Arrett in Marrero. He is a four-star linebacker, top five player in Louisiana, top 50 player in the country at any position. Huge prospect. He shut down his recruitment, committed to LSU last night. That means Ed Ogeron's now got commits from three of the top five players in Louisiana for this coming cycle.
Awesome.
He's got the number three rated recruiting class in the country. Now the bummer is Bama's got the number one class and Texas A&M's got the number two class. So two teams in your division are outpacing you, but still, this is a year in Louisiana recruiting where there's a bumper crop of great talent. And we talk about it all the time, but you got to put a fence around Louisiana if you're the LSU coach and get the best players to stay home. And Ed's doing that. There's two more big fish out there. There's a defensive lineman named Ish Softser, and there's a running back named John Emery. If they get those two guys, you'll get all the top five players in the state to stay home. That would be massive. LSU will finish with the top three class in the country. And you start to look at that comparing to, like, the 2001 class that had Marcus Spears and Michael Clayton and Marquise Hill, and that was the backbone of a national championship team. And then the 2011 signing class, they called themselves the Fam. That was Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry and Lyle Collins and Anthony Johnson. And they all said, hey, let's stay home and go win a title in our home state school. It feels like this class is doing the same thing. So good job to Ed Ogeron and his football staff. They're building something special with this recruiting class. Real quick, baseball, not great news, but not unexpected. Bryce Terang, the first-round draft pick, the infielder from California, he signed with the Brewers. So $3.4 million. You can hardly blame a kid for taking $3.4 million. But went right up to the deadline. He signed with the Brewers, so he will not be coming to LSU. But even still, Pulmonary and his staff put together a dynamite class. And LSU baseball is going to be, if not the favorite, one of the handful of favorites to win the national championship next year. So good times in BR as we head through these summer months.
Thank you very much, Matt. The flagship for LSU sports always loves it when we hear good LSU news, and we cannot wait for football season. I speak for us all. Matt, enjoy your vacation. You never have to miss a minute of Matt because I post my Matt's Moment every weekday on my blog at eagle981.com and under lineup, click on Michelle Southern.